The federal appeals court has ruled that it's unconstitutional to require schoolchildren to recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it includes the words "under God." Yesterday's decision by the 9th District Circuit Court in San Francisco stunned members of Congress, who quickly denounced the ruling and the court that made it. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The decision came in a case brought by a Sacramento atheist, Michael A. Newdow. He has a second-grade daughter whose teacher leads her class in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at the Elk Grove School District. Newdow didn't argue that his daughter was required to recite the pledge. Instead, he claimed that his daughter was injured when she was forced to watch or listen to her classmates recite the pledge because it contains the words, "One Nation Under God." Newdow says those words in the pledge violate the separation of church and state. A 3-judge panel, split 2-1, agreed with him. Writing for the majority, Judge Alfred T. Goodwin said, "A profession that we are a nation under God is identical to a profession that we are a nation under Jesus, a nation under Vishnu, a nation under Zeus, or a nation under no God, because none of these professions can be neutral with respect to religion." The words "under God" were inserted into the pledge by Congress in 1954. Newdow says he doesn't want the pledge banned, but merely returned to its original language. The ruling brought an angry reaction across the country. Jay Sekulow, who directs the American Center for Law and Justice, a public interest law firm, called it the most absurd legal ruling of our time.
The Supreme Court has stated that these kind of statements, like "In God We Trust," "One Nation Under God," are civic acknowledgments of a deity. It's not a specific religion being indoctrinated on anyone. And this court has created this constitutional showdown, if you will, for no reason whatsoever. They're the only court that has ever declared this to be unconstitutional.
But for some, the ruling was welcome. Tony Heilman directs the American Humanist Association. He said the phrase "one nation under God" is an unconstitutional endorsement of religion.
And it also puts, when you put this into a public school context, it puts students in an incredibly intimidating position of either having to refuse in front of their peers to repeat the pledge, or forces them to pledge to something that they do not believe.
This view that the mention of God in the pledge amounts to coercion is shared by the American Civil Liberties Union, which issued a statement endorsing the Ninth Circuit's ruling. But Charles Haynes disagrees. He's the author of a book on religious liberty, Finding Common Ground. Haynes says he recognizes there are Americans who view any mention of God in patriotic exercises as an endorsement of religion.
But if we go down that road, then we certainly wouldn't allow public schools to sing "God Bless America," or "My Country, 'Tis of Thee," there are religious references in there, or any number of other things. So the problem with making every mention of God an establishment of religion is that it really divides us so deeply and calls into question many things that we do and have long done as part of our national life together.
The ruling came under immediate attack in Congress, where members of the House of Representatives gathered on the steps of the Capitol to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. On the other side of the Capitol, senators immediately stopped debating a defense bill in favor of a unanimous resolution denouncing the ruling. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle called the decision just nuts. Minority Leader Trent Lott predicted that the ruling would be challenged sooner rather than later.
This is obviously an unbelievable decision as far as I'm concerned, and an incorrect ruling and a stupid ruling. Either it's got to be overturned by the Ninth Circuit or by a higher court, or we will do it in the Congress.
Congress may not have to wait. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president called the decision ridiculous. Fleischer said the Justice Department is already evaluating how to get the Ninth Circuit's decision overturned. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.